Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRB bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ted Fishman is one of the guys that I called on, I turned to. He was one of my SOBs. He's one of the guys that I could always get the truth out of when I was writing my book and getting his help with that. And Ted, I want you to know, I'll never forget the loving and hard-nosed way that you made help my book, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, you help me practice my velvet glove. Thank you, Jim.
Boy, he's got one too, folks. I've got the knots to prove it. So, Ted is the author of the awesome book China Ink, which continues to deliver after all these years. We launched that one on the show. Shock of Gray, that's the most important demographic book, global demographic book I've ever seen. We launched that on the show. He's got a new book coming out, which we'll talk about later on, about concrete. I can't wait to talk about that some more. But Ted, in the meantime, you've been studying the challenges that state and local governments have in serving their client, their citizens, and also all the way up to the federal government. You're worried about this. Tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah, I am worried. I got a call from my financial advisor in early March when the market had its huge reversal, and he was saying, oh, have you noticed this anomaly in municipal bonds? You should buy some now. It was really good advice at the time, but I fought him because I thought, are you crazy? Local finances are going to be horrible. There's going to be a lot of defaults. And then I started looking in at the general shape of state and local finance, and I did write a piece about it. And that gave me a chance to call local officials all over the country and get their view on it. And it is such a grim picture. I think the first most important thing to think about is how many services we get from our state and local governments. About 80% of the things government does for us outside of defense and some of health care is from state and local governments. Like, what we think of as government is state and local, even though we're focused on Washington, and Washington can be very entertaining, but it's not where we're served the most. Mm-hmm. And, the estimates on the drop of state and local revenues are huge because sales taxes are drying up, property taxes are drying up, state and local income taxes are drying up. So around the country, the estimates are between 25% and 45% of state revenue will just vanish.
And some states were already working, and cities were already at a horrible deficit. Billion-dollar deficits.
So some are working at a very, already reduced circumstances.
As the economy was in record territory, and I'm not talking about the stock market, folks. I'm talking about the economy was in record territory beginning of 2020. Those municipalities were still behind the eight ball on their finances.
That's true, and that's big and true in some of the big municipalities. But across the country, because of 2008, state and local governments had gotten smart about having rainy day funds.
Yeah.
So it was more common than not local governments.
Some of them had rainy day funds.
Some of them, but the majority of them, actually. Yeah. The national survey was the majority.
Did Illinois have a rainy day fund?
It wouldn't be the state that it would have the rainy day fund. It would be the
Does Chicago have a rainy day fund?
Chicago is a rainy day.
It's already there. Okay, go. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that. Go ahead. So you're worried that you come to a conclusion that the key to surviving something like we've gone through is for the government to be able to provide services, right?
That's right.
And you've got some historical records.
Just to give you a measure. 10 days ago, government jobs had dropped by around 560,000. That's federal and local jobs, state
half
local jobs altogether.
Now, we say they dropped. You mean these people are furloughed?
Some are furloughed, but some are just gone. In the last 10 days, that 600,000 of all government jobs has has grown enormously. And just state and local jobs right now, 1.5 million people. So another million people in 10 days are gone.
Wow. Wow.
And about 30% of the towns that, were surveyed expect at this time when, you know, police services are really, you know, needed and under scrutiny, around one-fifth of American towns believe that they will have to cut essential public safety services, police and fire.
Can I be the devil's advocate a little bit on that 1.5 million?
No,
most people believe that we already had a whole lot of folks working for the government that we didn't need.
Yeah, I think that's right. But we're talking about small towns and medium-sized towns and people in public safety.
Most of us think about that in terms of the federal government, not so much in the state and local. You're right.
That's true. And just one small measure is the increase in wait time for 911 calls in dire emergency situations. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are the very, very last things that get cut.
Right.
But they're getting cut.
Right.
So one of the things that I think we all have to think about is this may be the most crucial time in our lifetimes for state and local decision making.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get in the room where the decisions are being made?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're stuck in our homes because of the virus. We don't want to go to big public meetings. We don't want to come carrying.
We don't want government. We don't want politicians to be making these decisions behind locked doors without our input. Which is one of the reasons that I've been encouraging small business owners to get up on their hind legs and advocate for the police departments. It's defunding the police. Don't get me started on that. It's a good thing we're taking a break. Tintail, right back with Ted Fishman. We're going to talk about a little historical reference to this that he's dug up for us. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.